This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the latest impeachment testimony publicly released, a career State Department official tells lawmakers President Trump wanted to hear three words from his Ukrainian counterpart. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Investigations, Biden, Clinton. Those are the key words George Kent says the president wanted Ukraine's leader to say into a microphone. Kent told impeachment investigators that's his understanding based on conversations with others in the administration. Clinton was shorthand for the 2016 election, a reference to the president's view that Ukraine interfered in the race. Kent will be among three State Department officials testifying publicly next week, along with another diplomat who testified the president held up military aid to Ukraine in a bid to force it to investigate Democrats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports billionaire businessman Michael Bloomberg is now raising the possibility of a 2020 presidential bid.
Former Mayor Michael Bloomberg had rejected a bid for the White House next year, but an advisor says he may enter the race because he's worried the current field of challengers won't be able to beat President Trump. Since the deadline to run in Alabama's Democratic presidential primary is Friday, Bloomberg is expected to file the papers to qualify, even though he hasn't made a final decision.
AP's Jackie Quinn. Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud met Thursday with U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director Gina Haspel in Riyadh and discussed a number of topics of mutual interest. The official Saudi press agency did not disclose details of that meeting, but it came just more than a year after the murder of journalist and Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist and prominent critic, was slain and dismembered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing Moscow and Washington of reneging on commitments to enforce the withdrawal of a Syrian Kurdish militia from Turkey's border. And he is warning of a resumption of military options in Syria. Erdogan struck two separate deals in October with Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, with both agreeing the YPG would withdraw at least 30 kilometers from the Turkish border. In return, Ankara agreed to pause its military offensive into Syria against the YPG, which displaced more than 100,000 people, mainly Kurds. Meanwhile, an American diplomat has criticized the decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
In an internal memo, the top American diplomat in northern Syria criticized the Trump administration's sudden withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria. The memo, written by William Roebuck, was sent to the U.S. Special Envoy for Syria and several other officials who deal with Syria policy, according to two U.S. officials familiar with the matter. One of the officials described the memo, which was obtained and first revealed by the New York Times, as lengthy and harsh. Roebuck also wrote that the deployment of U.S. troops to protect oil fields in Kurdish-held areas would play into long-held beliefs in the Mideast that the U.S. is only interested in the region for its oil. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iran's nuclear agency Thursday announced the resumption of uranium enrichment at the country's underground nuclear facility, a site where, under the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, it had agreed not to carry out any enrichment or enriched-related research. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran said in a statement that enrichment began overnight and was witnessed by an official from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. Iran said it plans to enrich up to the level 4.5% at the site. That is slightly above the level allowed under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, but breaking that barrier was part of Iran's earlier steps away from the agreement. Pakistan is now set to open a new dedicated border crossing with rival India on Saturday. It gives Indian Sikh pilgrims year-round visa-free access to one of their holiest shrines in Pakistan. The temple in one town of Kartarpur province is located about 4 kilometers from the border with India. It is believed to have been built on the site where the founder of Sikhism died in the 16th century. India and Pakistan signed an agreement last month to facilitate Indian devotees intending to visit that shrine. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.